The reason that this is being discussed now is that News International and News Corporation, which is the global arm of Rupert Murdoch's media empire, is, like everyone else, being hit by the double whammy of the global advertising downturn and huge structural change, which is the migration of audiences onto online and away, in this case, away particularly from print, but also away from broadcasting outlets as well. And this is a massive problem for everyone. At the same time that Rupert Murdoch talked about this, he announced a huge slump in profits. So they're in serious trouble and they need to find new ways of monetizing content. That is, new ways of finding revenue.
How is this likely to work?
Well, what he's saying is that all his newspaper websites, and he was quite clear about it, all his newspaper websites, he said, would by the end of the next financial year be charging for content. And the way that it's likely to work is that you would pay some sort of subscription, that you wouldn't be able to access news articles on websites, say, like the Times or the Sun or the Sunday Times in the UK, or the papers that he has in Australia, or the ones that that he has in America, without paying, and you'd need to register. And once you've done that, you would have the access to as many Murdoch news articles as you wished.
Oh, joy. Now, what's to stop someone from getting this material from someone else who's already gotten it? And you know how the web works. What kind of safeguards can possibly be put on that?
Well, this is the really fascinating bit, and this is where I think it starts all to unravel. Rupert Murdoch said in his conference call, he particularly outlined the example of the Telegraph newspaper in the UK and their expenses scandal, the MP's expenses scandal story. He said that would be an exclusive story that people would be willing to pay for. But that story was reported around the world on other websites, using the same information but analysing it and re-reporting it in different ways on websites that were free. So why would you go to the Telegraph when within about half an hour the story is right around the world on free websites? And he said, Rupert Murdoch said, that he would pursue people vigorously for breach of copyright. But, I mean, you know, is he going to pursue you and me to talking here on this podcast, or frankly down the pub about the stories that were in his newspapers?
He'd be very busy. Now, what effect is this likely to have on other media outlets?
Well, I think what Rupert Murdoch is also hoping is that by announcing pretty much the date that he's going to switch over to this new form of paying for content, is that other news organisations will follow him. Now, he can't sit down and have a meeting with the chief executives of all the other big media companies in the world and work out a way of doing it all together, because of course if everyone did it then that would be a cartel and it's illegal in most countries in the world. So I think he's hoping that he'll create a head of steam and that all the big news organisations will do this. The trouble is, of course, particularly in Britain, there are organisations that will never charge. The BBC is the world's biggest newspaper website in effect, and it's funded by licence fee money. They're never going to charge. And even if everyone did charge, Jim, you know, that would just mean that somebody else could start up a new website not charging. So good luck to him. If he can make it work, he will be the saviour of modern journalism, but I'm just not convinced that it's going to work.